Okay, well, good morning again, everybody. If you've just joined us, today's daily devotion comes to you from Colossians 3, verse 12 to 13. Therefore, it says, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And then in verse 14, it says this, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Well, let me start by saying that it sounds like Paul's talking about clothing, isn't he? He's talking about clothes. Almost like you've got to put on humility and gentleness and put on, it's almost like you're going out into winter. You're putting on this one, humility, gentleness, and compassion and kindness. And it's almost like when he's talking about put these things on, he's saying put them on in a way that people can see them. Like clothing. You can see that today I'm wearing a strangely mustardy yellow shirt. Almost like you should be able to see my kindness or gentleness or humility in as much as you can see the color of my shirt. It's almost a tangible thing he's talking about. So he's saying, let these virtues become not just virtues, but let them become God realities in your life. You see, freely we have received, and then he says, freely we must give. This is also a passage of scripture. So what are you harboring? What are you holding on to? Are you holding on to forgiveness that you should be releasing? Are you holding on to mercy? Are you holding on to some things you should be releasing? You see, Jesus says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So I'm asking you today, what did you receive from God that you're struggling to give away? It's all easy to freely give love and compassion and gentleness when we're in church or in our small groups and with people we like. But what about that colleague that you need to forgive in your own heart? What about having some patience for your spouse? Are you freely giving there? Because freely you have received. We shouldn't be gift hoarders, but gift givers. Because what we release, this is very important, what we release, God will replenish. What we release, God will replenish. But what we retain will be retained against us. If I don't release the forgiveness that I freely received, it's almost like I will stay unforgiven. And these are actually not my words. Jesus said this in Mark 6. And it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So sorry, if you want to throw me with rocks, I'll duck and dive, but it's what it says. By the way, this is what it means to abuse grace. Or like Hebrews 10 puts it, to trample underfoot the Son of God. Oh, that's so hectic, but I'm guilty of this, everyone. I'm also guilty of this. Sometimes it's not easy to forgive, but I so badly want to forgive. I'm like, I so freely receive forgiveness from the Lord, but oh, it's so difficult to forgive somebody else or to say sorry. It's so wonderful to receive mercy and kindness from the all wonderful Savior that we call Jesus. It's so difficult to release it to some people sometimes. But Jesus says, over all these virtues, this kindness and humility and gentleness, he says, put on love. Over all of them, he says. It binds them all together perfectly in unity. So if you've seen some old school garments, you'll realize that something, so I used to wear a bunch of garments, keep them warm, put it on, like I said earlier, they're putting these things on. And then he says, over it, put love, almost like a girdle, something that ties all of it together so that it's not loose rags. It's not just humility, but it's covered by love. It's tied together with love. The outer garment or girdle that holds everything together, without which our virtues would just be a show. It would just be like pretending. It'll be a show of loose clothing that comes apart very quickly. So today I wanted to encourage you this way. Love was freely put on us, almost like a crown. Let us freely put love on others. Covering our acts of forgiveness and gentleness so that Christ might be revealed in the world by love. And then we'll echo the statement, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you love one another as I have loved you. Well, today's song is called Holy Water, and it's all about forgiveness. And in the song, there's also that line that says, I don't want to abuse your grace. I need it every day. So what we have received, we must freely give. So enjoy the song, and I'll be back to pray with you in a moment.
Got him on my knees again. Got him
hope that the word encouraged you today. Let's pray together. Father, we're so grateful that you have freely given us so many things. You have freely given us authority, grace. You have freely given us kindness and patience from you, mercy. So, Father, we pray that in the same way that we have received love, that we would crown others with love as well. And that we would also, in the same way we've received mercy and gentleness from you, we would be merciful and gentle with others. And Father, also so that you might be revealed to the world, that we might just not reveal ourselves, but we would reveal you to others. In Jesus' perfect name we pray. Amen.